We're learning since Purim, Hilchas Afiyas Matzah. Last week we spoke about Mayim Shalonu, how to watch the water, these adinim in the kemach when it's ground. Then when you make a dough out of the water and the flour, you have to be careful; it shouldn't become hot. Today, I would like to discuss when should you make the matzah. When is it? Is there a time when to bake the matzah? So it is a siman in Shulchan Aruch. One sif, noyagim, shloi lolish matzas mitzvah. When you make the matzah for Erev Pesach, you should not do it ad achasheshois. The matzah for the Leila Seder, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't do it till after 6 hours, which means till after chatzais. Shuzman akrovis karban Pesach. When you make the matzah for Pesach by night, you should do it, don't do it ad achashar shishis, which means don't do it till after chatzais. What's the makor for this then? When you make Erev Pesach matzah, when you make matzah for the Leila Seder, you should only do it after Chatzos. So the Torah brings it to Yerushalmi. And actually the Yerushalmi says that it's Li'ikuva, and he brings a machlekes Rishayim if it's Ma'akev or not. We're going to go through it clearly. I'm just going to read the Lashon. Emas chilin les asik bepas ba'arba asar ad. When you make the matzah, don't start making it till after the sixth hour, which is Chatzos. Maisa be'echad, he brings in the ga'inim, the chuvas ga'inim, that somebody started baking the matzah earlier, and they said va'asur rabbi saying, they said you can't use the matzah. Mamash it's li'kuva. They asked it. The itkish le'pesach because it's hukash to the carbon pesach. V'kivin the pesach ein enishchat el meshei shoyes ulamayla matzah also. So the Torah brings it to Yerushalmi. There's a machlekes to Yerushalmi with the Tosefta. There's no Makoyer and Bavli about making Erev Pesach matzahs, but the Torah brings from Yerushalmi, is it Likuva, not Likuva, Machlekes Rishayim. The Bach says that it's not Ein Zeh Mefurish, but Talmud, this din of making Erev Pesach matzahs is not Mefurish in the Gemara. El Shekach Nogu, Bechin Kosev Berekeach, Minig Lefes Erev Pesach, to make a matzah Erev Pesach after Shei Shois. So, in the Shulchan Aruch, the title of the siman, Mitzvah Lo L'Shamatzvah. The Shulchan Aruch says it's a mitzvah to make the matzah be'erev Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch, when he starts, the Shulchan Aruch says Noyagim Shaloi Lolish, which means only from 6 hours, which is, he says it's only a minig. The Mishnah Brurah is Medayik, it says that it's only a minig. Noyagim, Mashma De'inoy El Minig. And the Goyen says, V'haraya, it's only a minig, because what happens if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? So there are those, our grandfather, the Chassam Sofer, used to bake Leila Seder, but almost everybody, which are, even today's day, that are makbid, are making Erev Pesach matzahs, when it comes to Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos, then they don't make Erev Pesach matzahs. So Zetzachos, it's a minig, and when it comes to the minig, these leniency, or we try to do it when it's possible. We always did, I want to tell you, the Karban Pesach was brought Yudalid, Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. And it didn't make a difference, even if Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, it was Doicha Shabbos. We always brought the Karban Pesach Yudalid by day, and the Achilu was Leil Tezvav. So that didn't make a difference. It wasn't pushed, even if Shabbos, last year Shabbos was brought.
When
on Shabbos. If Pesach falls on Matzah Shabbos, which means Erev Pesach Shechali is for Shabbos, we used to shecht the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. So anyways, so it's a minig, and therefore, if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, even if you mock on Erev Pesach matzahs, many do not make Erev Pesach matzahs Pesach by night. What's the reason for the minig? Why this din, or it's a minig, or a chiyuv? What's the reason for it? So it's hukash, like we saw, it's hukash l'karm Pesach. What's hukash? The pasuk says, to bring a karm Pesach, and right afterwards the pasuk says shivas yam techel all of matzahs. So it's hukash achilas matzah to karm Pesach. So Just like Karm Pesach has brought your dalad in the afternoon, so too when you bake the matzah, you should also do it your dalad in the afternoon. Just that you should know, there's a big arichas in the Beis Yosef he speaks about that could be all of the matzah of Pesach has to be made erev Pesach. Because the hekesh is a hekesh to Shivas Yomim, but that obviously we don't go with. It's also impossible, but the Shivas Yom Techel Matzah really is talking about the whole Pesach. But anyways, he's a hekesh, and the hekesh says, just like Karban Pesach was brought Yudalad after Chatzos, so too matzah is also brought Yudalad after Chatzos, and so too the matzah, we should bake the matzah Yudalad after Chatzos. Because it's hukash to Karban Pesach, there are those that have the minig, when they make the matzah, they say halal. It's brought in the Yisoid V'sher Shavoida, the Kafachayim brings it from the Chidah, to say halal while baking the matzah. Because just like when they brought the Karban Pesach, it's Mavur in the Mishnah, they said halal. So too, when you make the matzah, which is because it's hukash the Karban Pesach, also you should say halal. Some even have, they say halal with a bracha. That's a chiddush minig Chernobyl, but that's already mechudish to say with a bracha. But to say halal, that's already brought in Yisoid Sherish Avoida, Kafachayim. The Sidri Yavit says to wear big day Shabbos when you make the matzah, Erev Pesach. It's just like when you brought the Karm Pesach, they wore big day Shabbos, big day Yom Tov. So too, when you make the Erev Pesach matzah, you should wear big day Shabbos. The Kafachaim says that you should daven mincha before you bring the Karm Pesach. Before you make the Erev Pesach matzah. Just like when they brought the Karm Pesach, it was after the Tamid Shalbein Arabayim. The Tamid Shalbein Arabayim was brought b'shar shishas by Chatzos, and then afterwards the Karm Pesach was brought. So too we should daven mincha, which mincha is neged the Tamid Shalbein Arabayim, and after the Tamid Shalbein Arabayim, then we bring the matzah, which the matzah is for the Karm Pesach. There are those that take Erev Pesach matzah for the whole night, which means for the whole karo, three matzahs per night. And some only take just for the middle matzah, which is you break, you put away for Afikoyme, which is, again, Zechel Afikoyme, the Afikoyme Zechel Karban Pesach, which the matzah is Hukash Karban Pesach, so only the middle matzah. It's expensive, it's hard to get, so some people only take for the middle matzah. One matzah per night. Meidach, in this minig, there are those that are not knowing in doing Erev Pesach Matzah. The Maaser Rav brings that the Goyin didn't, the Brisker Rav didn't, the Chazanish didn't. There are many that do and many that don't. It's not a minig, but Dafka that's totally in Chassidim and not different that are Chassidim that don't, and these different that are, you know, I know that even the not Chassidim they do. It's a minig. Let's see what's the reason for many of us that are not noyig to bake Erev Pesach Matzahs. Why not? L'chayre, the Torah brings it to Yerushalmi, the Shulchan Aruch says it's a minug. Why would somebody not make Erev Pesach Matzahs? So I have four reasons why people are noyig not, why people do not make Erev Pesach Matzahs. The first one is, the Mishnah Berurah brings, that the hekesh, that it's hukash l'karban Pesach, is only hukash l'achila. It's not hukash l'asiyah. When it comes to making the Karban Pesach, making the matzah, it's not hukash. So when it comes to achila, that's true. The achila is the what? That Karban Pesach is only nechal tol chatzos. So therefore, the halacha is that one should be makvid to eat matzah leila seder before chatzos. For some people that have a very big seder with a lot of people and it takes a lot of time and everybody asks the manashtana and then everybody has to say divrei Torah. So sometimes you have to rush with the clock to make sure to eat the matzah before chatzos. But that's halacha. You have to eat matzah leila seder before chatzos. That's where the hekesh is nemar. But the hekesh is not said for the asiyah. V'haraya, that it's not said for the asiyah. Because if Erev Pesach falls out to be on Shabbos, why wouldn't you bake the matzah even on Shabbos? Just like Karban Pesach, when it falls out on Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, we bring the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, it's doicha. So the Afiyah's matzah should also be doicha. Al Karchach, when the hekesh that said to make Erev the hekesh that said matzah is hukash to Karban Pesach, it's only legabi achila, that just like Karban Pesach is only eaten tol chatzos, so too is the matzah only eaten tol chatzos. The next reason
say that even the ones they really all day they shecht animals on for Yom Tov, because there is no fridge, there is no nata. You have to, the mice, you have to shecht it. You have to eat it on a certain day, you have to shecht it the same day.
Right.
So this matzah, you can cook it, I mean, you can bake the matzah on Hanukkah and it's still good. So it's why it's not, it should be the same.
You have a point. You're saying that something that's fresh. We even spoke about this a few months ago. We're learning in Masechtas Beis Dinim what you're allowed to do, what you can't do earlier when it'll stay fresh. But if there's a hekesh that says that matzah has to be bedoimet to Karban Pesach, Karban Pesach, you know why you're allowed to do it? First of all, that's Yom Tov. Karban Pesach is brought Erev Pesach, even if it's on Shabbos. Shabbos, you're not allowed to shecht.
Well, you have to eat it. I'm sorry.
The next reason why people are not noyik to make Erev Pesach matzah, which is known to many, is because by making Erev Pesach matzah, if something becomes chametz, and the way the poskim say it's almost impossible that there shouldn't be some chametz somewhere along the way, especially the wheat, the flour. So during the year, if you do it, chametz becomes bottle, so that's excellent. And even though these are halacha by yavish, let's say a piece of bread falls in, even if it becomes bottle, it's chayzer neir, it comes back on Pesach, so it doesn't help. But lach balach, a liquid, that becomes bottle. So by making the matzah, that's considered lach balach, the flour, it becomes bottle if you make matzah earlier than Erev Pesach. But if you make matzah on Pesach, or like many poskim, even Erev Pesach, also chametz doesn't become batel. So there's an issue. You're going to make matzah, Erev Pesach matzah, if these chametz, and it's almost for certain there's going to be somewhere along the line chametz, it's not going to become batel. So therefore, it's a nice minig, dumya to carbon Pesach, but there's something that comes out of the minig that's going to be in a problem. The problem is that by making Erev Pesach matzah, if these chametz, you're going to end up having chametz on Pesach. During the year, you stop baking from Chanukah, so any chametz that comes longer becomes batel. But on Erev Pesach, it no longer becomes batel. The third reason, and that's brought in the Maimir Mardchai, he says that many, his lashon is men are your makel not to do Erev Pesach matzah, is because mepnei al-doichek, there's so many people that want to make Erev Pesach matzahs. It's almost impossible. The whole city, the bakery, can't keep up with making so many matzahs. And therefore, only very few are makbet to make Erev Pesach matzahs. He says, of course, you should try to do it, but it's not realistic for everybody to make. And that's why many are not noyig on making Erev Pesach matzahs. A fourth reason why not to is because the matzah we eat Leila Seder, that's really matzah that's not hukash to Karban Pesach. For an example, maror, we eat maror Leila Seder. Maror is only midrabanan, because maror, the chi of maror goes together with Karban Pesach, and we don't have Karban Pesach. So therefore, bezman hazeh, the mitzvah's maror that we eat by Leila Seder is only a mitzvah derabanan. However, matzah is really a mitzvah of be'erev teichul matzahs. It's a separate drasha besides the drasha of Karban Pesach. So therefore, Leila Seder is a mitzvah mideraisa to eat matzah. So if that's the case, that is a mitzvah to eat matzah mideraisa Leila Seder, it can't be that it's hukash to Karban Pesach. The reason why you have to eat matzah is for its own din of eating matzah Leila Seder, not because it's hukash. So if you're going to tell me that the din matzah Leila Seder is because it's hukash, so then it shouldn't be deraisa, just like we don't have Karban Pesach. So this really would depend if today we eat be'erev teichol matzahs mideraisa, is the drasha telling me that even though there's no Karban Pesach, you're still mechuyev mideraisa, but it's still connected to the Karban Pesach? Or is the drasha telling me that it's not connected at all and there's a new mitzvah of eating matzah? If the drasha is telling me it's a new mitzvah, so then you can't tell me there's a hekesh to Karban Pesach. But if the drasha is not telling me that there's a hekesh, if the drasha is telling me that even though it's connected to Karban Pesach, there's still a mitzvah mideraisa on matzah, even though we have no Karban Pesach, so then you could still hear the hekesh. Because matzah, there's a chi of matzah, be'erev teichol matzahs, bezman hazeh, even though there's no Karban Pesach. But the drasha is telling me, even though there's no Karban Pesach, there's still a chi of matzah mideraisa. So just to sum up, we just said now a few reasons why people don't make Erev Pesach matzah, either because of because the hekesh obviously is not for baking the matzah. We don't want to have chametz which doesn't become batel b'mashu. It's very hard to make it. And also the hekesh is on matzah that's dumi the karm pesach. We eat matzah because be'erev toichlu matzahs.
The matzah
by Kairach.
Right, well, he goes into the whole thing, whether or not you have to make a set when you guys make a bracha at the beginning, whether it's bomb on Kairach also, and you have to have in mind. And so,
right. Then there's all shmuz and Kairach also about why can't you just do Kairach? You have the matzah and the mara, because the mara is for sure the Rabban and Asi Rishus. When is the time? So we have these a minute to bake Erev Pesach matzahs. Do me the Karm Pesach. When is the time to start baking the matzah? When Erev Pesach? Technically, Erev Pesach is a big day. Right. You can start Chanukah. But at least if we have to lock into the day of Erev Pesach, when Erev Pesach? I mean, if you could start in the morning, you'll start right away from the Alois, the Nates. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, everybody says, from the sixth hour. Why the sixth hour? Like we said, it's Dumya the Karm Pesach. And Karm Pesach is only brought... Karm Pesach is only brought after Shah Shishas, after the Talmud Shalbein Rabayim. So therefore, you can't start any earlier. If you'd be able to start in the morning, it would relieve a lot of the lachatz, the pressure. And also, it would make the matzahs probably a little cheaper. Also, you have much more time to start from 7 o'clock in the morning instead of 12, 1 o'clock from Chatzais, 1 o'clock. Why, just to understand, the Karm Pesach was brought after the Talmud, even though the Gemara says, we darshan in the Torah, that the Talmud Shalbein Arabayim was supposed to be the last carbon. The Talmud of the Boiker was the first carbon, bring all the carbonus you need to bring, and then afterwards was Talmud Shalbein Arabayim. So if that's the case, why did we bring the Karm Pesach afterwards? So the Gemara makes a drasha. The Gemara says, Yu'uchar davar shenemar boi be'erev u'bein arabayim. Karban Pesach says that you should bring it Ba'erev, and it says Bein Arabayim. L'davar shaloi ne'emar boi Be'erev, elo Bein Arabayim. The Talmud shal Bein Arabayim, it says only to bring it Bein Arabayim. The Karban Pesach says bring it Bein Arabayim and Be'erev. So the Gemara darshins that the Karban Pesach, even though all other karbanas must be before the Talmud shal Bein Arabayim, when it comes to Karban Pesach, the Karban Pesach is after the Talmud shal Bein Arabayim. So therefore, since the Talmud Shalbein Arabayim was brought b'shah shishas, not before, you have to wait till Chatzais. So therefore, the Pesach obviously was brought afterwards, and Mamela, you have to bring the matzah from the sixth hour, not before, because it's with the time of the Talmud. And the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should bake the matzah after the sixth hour, because if you're going to bake it before the sixth hour, for that price you can already start Chanukah. He says, Chodesh HaChayim. You want to do a Dumya to Karm Pesach, you have to start from the sixth hour. Anything before is not going to, you're not going to accomplish that. Now, if the Talmud was brought at the sixth hour, so really it comes out that the Karm Pesach was brought a little bit later, after the sixth hour. These are Machlekes HaPoiskim. The Bach and the Chayk Yankiv say that really it's a little later than the sixth hour. Ulefize says the Bach, the Chayk Yankiv also says like that. Sheish the Ka'amar, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to bring it from the sixth hour, from Chatzais, from noon. Lav dafke el la'acha sheishu mechza. You have to bring it not from the sixth hour, but from 6.5 hours. Another half hour we lost right now. Because first you brought the Talmud Shalbein Arabayim at the sixth hour at Chatzais, and then the Karm Pesach came, it took time to bring the Talmud Shalbein Arabayim. A half hour later we brought the Karm Pesach. So therefore, when you start making Erev Pesach matzah, you only start not by Chatzais, but a half hour after Chatzais. So if Chatzais is 1 o'clock, you only start 1:30. However, there are Poiskim that argue and say that, no, you could start when the Shulchan Aruch says 6 hours, it means 6 hours. the Magen Avraham on this simon of Erev Pesach Matzahs, the Magen Avraham says, even though that the Zman Afalgav Shazman HaKrovis HaPesach Hu Acher Vav Shoyesu Mechza, when did you bring the Karm Pesach? After, not after 6 hours, after 6.5 hours, Makol Mokam Iker Zmani Hu Mechatzois, and therefore one could bring the Karm Pesach, one could bake Erev Pesach Matzahs already from Chatzos, which means this Monday the bakeries could start not from 1:30, but rather from 1 o'clock. And he brings a raya. He brings a raya from a Tosfos and Psachim Daf Hei. Tosfos is speaking about a different inyan, but Tosfos asks Akasha, and Tosfos says that the din is that even though we're supposed to bring the Karban Pesach after the Karban Atamet Shalbein Arabayim, you're supposed to bring it later, but says Tosfos, B'diavad, if you bring the Karban Pesach before the Talmud Shalbein Arabayim, it's kosher, it's not ma'akev. So what comes out from here? From 12 o'clock noon or 1 o'clock from Chatzos, you could already bring the Karban Pesach. You're really supposed to bring it after the Talmud Shalbein Arabayim. But what's the earliest time if you bring the Karban Pesach, would it be kosher? From Shishas, from the 6th hour. You're really supposed to bring it after the Talmud Shalbein Arabayim. But if you bring it before, not 10 o'clock in the morning, you have to bring it chatzos because the pasuk says, Bein or Abayim. But if you bring it any time from Bein or Abayim, from the 6th hour, it's good. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, that you could start bringing you could start baking Erev Pesach Matzahs from chatzos, from 1 o'clock, rather than 1:30 from half hour afterwards. So we have a machloikis when you could start baking Erev Pesach Matzahs, if you could start from chatzos, 1 o'clock, or you could start a half hour later. Now, one last pointer is this is all when there was a Talmud Shalbein Arabayim. What happens if there's no Talmud Shalbein Arabayim? You could still bring the Karm Pesach. There was a big talk many years ago in the Gedoy L'Achreinim about maybe going to bring a Karm Pesach, even Bezmanenu, because even though there's no Karbanis and we're Tomei, but Karban Pesach is Tomei Hutcher B'Tzibur, so we could go and bring a Karban Pesach. There's problems, we have to find where the Makam HaMizbeach is, these different reasons why they didn't end up doing it. But Medina, you could bring the Karban Pesach. So what would be if there's no Tomei Shalbein Arabayim? When would you bring the Karban Pesach? The Torah says Bein Arabayim, which would mean Mishah Shishas. Do you have to bring it dafka after 6.5 hours? As long as it's Bein or Abayim. Why am I asking you this question? Because really it should come out Bizmanenu that we have no Talmud Shal Bein or Abayim. So really, the Karban Pesach could technically be brought Mishar Shishis. So then you should for sure be able to start baking at the matzah bakeries already from 1 o'clock. Trust me, this half hour makes a big difference. You know how much pressure, another half hour of baking. So you should be able to start baking Erev Pesach matzahs already mechatzos from the 6th hour. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Hei says a big chiddush, that when the Torah says to bring the Karban Pesach after the Talmud Shalbein Arabayim, it's not only an order. This Yeucher that we said, the Gemara in Psachim, that says that the Karban Pesach comes later, it's not only an order that first bring the Talmud and then bring Karban Pesach, which therefore is going to come out, it's a half hour after Chatzos. Says the Menchas Chinuch, when you bring the Karban Pesach, the time to bring the Karban Pesach is a half hour after Chatzos. So it doesn't make a difference. You know why the Torah tells us it's a half hour after Chatzos? Because the Torah says bring the Karban Pesach after the Karban Tamid. So even if there's no Karban Tamid, you still bring the Karban Pesach a half hour after Chatzos, because the Torah is not bothered about you bringing it after the Talmud Shalbein Arabayim. The Torah wants it to be the time of after the Talmud Shalbein Arabayim.
Where did we establish that it takes a half hour to bring the Karban Talmud?
Yeah, what did you say?
Where did we establish it takes
That
a
seems
hour?
Already clearly, I think, from how the Rishonim, I didn't see it in the Gemara that it should be like that, but at least from the Rishonim, that's clear. It takes time, not just to do a Shechita.
30 minutes exactly. I mean, that's, it sounds like everybody's tying to that half hour. Where'd that come from?
I don't know. Good question. I know that it's not just the Shechita itself, because that definitely doesn't take. It's also the Zrika and everything. Why a half hour? That's exactly identified. I looked, I saw all the Rishonim use the half hour timing, but we're going with that half hour. And therefore, says the Menchas Chinuch, since it takes a half hour, when the Torah says to bring the Karban Pesach, the Torah is not just saying bring it after the Karban Atamid. The Torah says bring it in the time after it takes to take to make the carbon tamid shall be in arba'im, and therefore it's always going to be mechatzayis ve'el b'sheishu mechza. So even bezmanenu that we don't have the carbon tamid, you still only make erev Pesach matzahs, which is zecher. I'm sorry, hukash le carbon Pesach would always be 6.5 hours after chatzayis. Mi'idach in Avi Ezri, he brings many kashas. You could see it inside. He argues and he says no. He argues on this Menchas Chinuch, and he says that the din of Karban Pesach that was brought 1/2 hour after the Karban HaTamid was just physically because you brought the Karban Tamid, therefore you weren't able to bring the Karban Pesach, so therefore it ended up being 6.5 hours. But let's say if you don't have the Karban HaTamid, so then you could bring it right away from the 6 hours, Mishah, Shishas, right away you could bring it. So this machlaikas would really be a machlaikas relevant to us when you could start making the Erev Pesach matzahs. Could you make a mechatzos ve'elach, or you have to wait 1/2 hour? So just to sum up what we have, the mitzvah to make Erev Pesach matzahs, how it seems like in the Paiskim, it's a minug. We saw that because it's hukash to Karban Pesach, we do things that are included in the minug, is to do things that are doimit to Karban Pesach, saying halal, Big Day Shabbos, Kafachayim Batavani Mincha first. We saw many reasons why not to make an Erev Pesach Matzahs. And then we discussed what's the timing of the Erev Pesach Matzahs. It's Dumya to Karban Pesach, and Karban Pesach is Mechatzos. And maybe even not only Mechatzos, it has to be 1/2 hour later. Good Shabbos and Chag Kosher V'Sameach.